But I understand that you're actually becoming, or you have sort of been asked to become, a patient advocate. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so the point of my awareness page is to always spread awareness, share my story and vocalise the patient's perspective. And from doing that, I've had amazing opportunities by organisations and charities that's asked me to speak at the conferences. And my most recent venture actually took me to Palma de Mallorca. So that was 2 weeks after the gala. And I spoke at an interventional radiology conference in front of many healthcare professionals, again, sharing my story, but most importantly, sharing about the patient's perspective, what's important to us, what we find helpful, what's maybe not been so helpful. And yeah, just sharing what I consider like things that I hear all the time from other patients that maybe just aren't vocalised. And I think it's really important to get the patient's view across, because, you know, we're the ones that are having the care and the treatment. So it needs to be a very individualised thing. And it's been, you know, a great opportunity and experience to do more of that and make an impact in a different way as well.
And when you're talking to medical professions about, you know, your particular journey, how do they respond to that?
Many different ways, all in a good way, though. It's that they take in what you're saying. I think they're trying to understand some of the things that I might have said that wasn't handled as well as it could have been, or like conversations that could have gone better. And they want to know how I think it could have gone better, or they want to know more about me and my personal story, or my details of like health and things, you know, like lots of different experiences. And having 25, 26 years of hospital lifestyle, there's plenty to talk about. So yeah, there's a lot of reactions that you get from it, because obviously that's their field, that's their specialty. But you know, they have the most upright respect for me. And you know, like other patient advocates, they just want to learn from us, and that's the most important thing. And I think it's important that people like myself are invited to be a part of these conferences, because that's the main thing that I hear after it, is that they want patients involved so that they can learn from our experiences.
That's brilliant. And I think it's what you're doing is really important, you know, because sometimes medicine can be seen as it's something that's, you know, done to the disease, not to the patient. So I think the fact that you're able to talk about it as a human experience is really important.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like I say, the PAMA conference I've just done was interventional radiology, and as well as speaking, they had lots of tools and equipment out of like the actual things that they use for the treatment. And I said to the lady that chaired the meeting, I said, you know, it's amazing to see it and see the progression in the treatments and what's available, and also to see it as a patient and not be under the threat of him being treated by it, and just see it for what it is, rather than in like an actual surgery room where you've no idea and you're just like literally under anaesthetic. And yeah, so to get to be on the other side of it and be involved is, you know, it's a very eye-opening thing for me as well.
So Kimberly Hattersley-Barton, on behalf of us, all of us here at Pension FM, can I just say what a brilliant well done, or a brilliant well done for, you know, organising Life of the River and for raising £10,000. But perhaps even more importantly going forward, the fact that you're able to do this sort of patient advocacy stuff, because, you know, disease is going to be with us, you know, for a while, I think. And it's really important that, you know, medical professionals understand what it's like to be the patient rather than necessarily be the, you know, the treatment of the patient.
Absolutely, because that is the thing, whether you're getting treated or even after you've survived it, there's, you know, there's life during that and after it. So it's maintaining that quality of life and understanding the patient's well-being, and that's really what needs to be at the forefront throughout everything.
So again, Kimberly Hattersley-Barton, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. This is Dame Higgins reporting for Penistone FM.